RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I am neither Pomp nor am I Joe. Jack Hillgrove filling in for those fine gentlemen on this Friday, December 26th, 2025. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Phone number is 412-928-9370. Right now, we head out to the fan hotline, and that is where we find Steelers beat writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Mr. Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. I know the team practiced yesterday, but hopefully you were able to spend some time with the family and celebrate the holiday. Hello, good sir.
Good morning, Jack. And yes, I was down there yesterday, but only for a few hours, so it was a good holiday.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And I didn't hit on this in the last segment before we brought you on. Did you by chance see the first teaser trailer of Madden with Nicolas Cage as John Madden? That, came out.
Well, as always is the case now, like everything in the last 6 months, I'm wondering, is this real or is this AI? But apparently Nicolas Cage is going to play John Madden. Is that true?
Yeah. And he kind of, I can't tell if he looks like him or not. Like in one frame of the trailer, he looks just like him. And the other ones, it's just Nicolas Cage in a wig. But yeah, Christian Bale's Al Davis. The cast is pretty stacked, but I wonder if it's just going to absolutely flop once it hits the theaters. But we'll just have to wait and see. But yeah, no, it is real. Nicolas Cage is going to be playing John Madden in a biopic.
They did actually get the hair right. They got like the 1976, 77 John Madden hair were parted to the side. So at least they got that right. So, I'm sure I'll check it out when it hits theaters.
All right, now to the Steelers. And we'll kind of start with the injury report from yesterday. The one thing that obviously popped out to me and I think popped out to a lot of people was Jalen Ramsey popping up, did not practice with an illness. What have you guys learned, if anything, have you learned about Jalen Ramsey's the reason he didn't practice yesterday and what that factors into his game status potentially for the Browns?
Yeah, well, the Steelers are about to go out to practice now, so we'll have a much better idea, Jack, about the severity of that illness, if it's an issue, if it's not an issue. I don't have any update on what it is or what it was, but, you know, a lot of times this time of year, guys are in and out with illnesses, and, hopefully for the Steelers' sake, it's not anything serious because, as you know, Jack, they are already dealing with injuries galore, and they don't need their starting free safety to be one of those guys who's going to miss again on Sunday.
That's Ray Fittipaldo. He covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. A couple of guys obviously working their way back to Ray that have missed some time. Nick Herbig, James Pierre, those guys limited in the early portions of the week. Who should we expect to maybe return to the lineup on Sunday?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think it's really, you know, still up in the air. I do think Herbig is going to come back, which obviously, you know, would solve a lot of your issues at outside linebacker. You know, as you know, last week they had to start Jack Sawyer, play 90% of the snaps. I thought he did really well, but, you know, you're really, you know, pushing your starters when you have to play them for the entire game. So, you know, Herbig coming back will be big for them. I don't get the idea, certainly, if the Ravens lose tomorrow night, that they will play T.J. Watt. You know, Jack, I suppose there is a scenario if the Ravens win. Maybe T.J. puts the cape on and you play him 10 or 15 snaps a game. I don't think conditioning-wise he is ready yet, but in that scenario where you would like to wrap it up in Cleveland, I do think, you know, there's a possibility that you could see him out there for a very limited number of snaps. And I think you probably caught wind of this yesterday, even though it was a holiday. They did sign cornerback Trey Flowers to the 53-man roster, so that probably tells you Brandon Echols is not ready to go. And, you know, with James Pierre being kind of iffy, at this point they just need bodies on the outside. And Flowers is probably going to get a hat on Sunday. And depending on where James Pierre is, he actually might have to play a little bit.
Going back to Watt, Ray, and as you guys get set to, you know, cover this day's worth of practice, I'm sure that you and the rest of the beat, that's the goal, right? Because Watt typically talks on Fridays leading up to Sunday. I'm sure that you guys are going to try and get a chance to talk to him today and figure out what the heck happened that led to, you know, where we are with T.J. Watt.
Right. Yeah, so at the Tomlin Tuesday news conference, he made it seem like it was going to be a slam dunk that T.J. was going to talk today. But just poking around, talking to some people, I get the sense now it's going to be if T.J. wants to talk, he will talk today. So obviously that story isn't going to go away until T.J. does talk. So the Steelers will probably do themselves a favor if they kind of pushed him a little bit. Honestly, T.J. would do himself a favor if he addressed it now, because it's not going to go away. Eventually he is going to have to talk about it. But what seemed like it was going to be a slam dunk on Tuesday, I'm not entirely sure that T.J. is going to talk today, especially if it's looking like he may not be ready to play. He could probably put that off for another week. But you're right, Jack. That storyline is going to linger until he addresses it and gives us a little bit more insight into exactly what happened on that day a few weeks ago.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. On the hotline, Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers beat writer for the Post-Gazette. Ray, we talk all the time about the NFL. Oh, it's funny the difference a week makes. 365 days ago, the Steelers were in the middle of that atrocious four-game losing streak at the end of the season, and they're 2024 slate looked to be dead in the water, and you had the whole George Pickens not completing the route against the Chiefs on Christmas Day, him showing up late to the game, all of that saga. And it's funny what a difference a year makes. Obviously, the big difference is Aaron Rodgers and his play and his leadership abilities. But if you had to cite maybe one or a couple of other differences and say, okay, this is a large reason why the Steelers are the way that they are now as compared to last year. What would those elements of the 2025 version of this team be?
Yeah, well, I actually wrote a story about this, published yesterday, Jack, and, you know, Cam Hayward was talking about it. Just there's more collective buy-in from the players, and he kind of referenced five-game losing streak last year. They carried their warts into the postseason with them, you know, the bad rush defense and everything like that. And then as you saw the way that playoff game unfolded, they never fixed it. Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson ran all over them. You know, this year, you know, run defense was a big issue for much of the season, but they seem to have fixed that now. And, you know, Cam just talked about holding players accountable, and, you know, they're much different in that way this year. So we'll see if they can continue to, you know, play this way. It's a three-game winning streak. They are playing well. In addition to stopping the run, they're now running the football, which is another element of a good playoff team is being able to run the football. So they certainly are getting hot at the right time. They're doing things that you have to do to have success in the playoffs, but they still got some business to take care of. And, you know, we'll see what the deal is on Sunday morning. If they have to win that game because the Ravens win on Saturday night, there's going to be a lot of drama there before 1 p.m. kickoff in Cleveland.
What truly is and what makes this Steelers defense and the run defense so good with Derek Harmon versus so bad without him? Because if you look at his stats, and I know that's, you know, just a very black and white, maybe narrow way to look at and assess Derek Harmon, but it's 9 solo tackles and 2 sacks, and that's pretty much it. He has a fumble recovery as well. But what is it about what he does that makes the Steelers run defense statistically one of the best in football versus one of the worst when he hasn't been able to play?
Yeah, well, he's a big, strong dude that you have to account for when you draw up your running scheme. You know, he's a guy that, you know, commands double teams, and he's just a very difficult player to play against. I think if you heard Terrell Austin speak earlier this week, he talked about the matchup with Penei Sewell, and Harmon won his fair share of the snaps against Sewell, who is regarded as one of the top offensive tackles in the NFL. So that's a big part of it. I think I'll also point out that even though Harmon is really, really important to this defense, other guys have started to play better. Harmon did not play against the Dolphins. You know, they held that very good running attack to only 63 yards. So there was evidence that was starting to take shape before Harmon came back, but certainly with Harmon back in the lineup, you know, this defense is much better. And I think you saw that against the Lions, 15 carries, 12 yards. They shut down one of the best running games in the NFL. So he's had a terrific rookie season, and I'm sure next week when they announce it, he'll be the Steelers Rookie of the Year.
Couple more for Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers beat writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, obviously, if Baltimore loses tomorrow, the Steelers clinch, but they obviously prepare throughout the week, you know, to play and beat the Browns. And how much of what and how the Steelers approach the game against Cleveland on Sunday can change in less than 12 hours, depending on what happens in that Ravens game? Because obviously, if things are wrapped up, you want to rest guys and get guys healthy, all of that. But how much of that can change on a dime? Less than 12 hours to kick off when you prepare all week long, at, you know, just status quo.
Yeah, well, listen, let's say the Ravens lose. I still think that they're playing so well on offense right now. I would think they would want to run their starters out there for a half, maybe continue those good vibes, get those guys a little bit of work, and then pull your guys like Aaron Rodgers and some of your other guys that you would be worried about, you know, getting injured. And then I think on defense, you know, you wouldn't play Watt. You wouldn't play Hayward. You would probably be very cautious with Alex Highsmith as well because he's dealt with a number of injuries. So there are a select few guys that I would be careful with. But other than that, Jack, I think you want to continue, you know, the good feelings, the good vibes, the winning vibes. And I would think you want to play most of your starters and keep them out there for as much of that game as you can on Sunday.
Last one, Ray, Steelers and Browns. Obviously, number 95 is somebody the Steelers have to worry about every time they see them. Is there any other aspect of this Cleveland team that you think the Steelers should be cautious of heading into Sunday? They lost Quinshon Judkins. Shedeur Sanders has struggled. Does anything else pop out other than Myles Garrett for this team?
Well, I mean, certainly not on offense. But when you look at that defense, you know, Jim Schwartz has been around a long time, successful NFL coach and coordinator. There are other good players on that defense. So I think the thing you have to be a little bit concerned with is if you get into a low scoring game, can your offense give you enough points? Can you win the game 17-13, 20-17, something like that? Because the Browns certainly are capable of shutting down, you know, a good offense. But when you look at the big picture, Jack, you mentioned Judkins being out. Shedeur Sanders being a very young and green and not very good quarterback right now. Not a lot of weapons for him to lean on. So, you know, I think this is a game the Steelers certainly should win, no matter what the circumstances are. But I am a little bit concerned about that defense because they are very good, and they're especially good if you let Myles Garrett get going a little bit. So I'm sure they'll have a plan to keep him in check, but even when you have a plan, it doesn't always work with a guy like that.
One sack shy of the single-season sacks record is Myles Garrett. He's got 22 through 15 games. Ray Fittipaldo covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, as always, appreciate you. Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
There he goes, Ray Fittipaldo. You can follow him on X at Ray, F-I-T-T-1, and then obviously read him inside the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Did you see, Logan, the John Madden movie trailer?
I didn't. You always have to give me the background on this stuff.
Did you know that it was a thing?
No.
Nicolas Cage playing John Madden.
I am completely inept in the movie world, I think, outside of the Polar Express and some of those movies, Christmas movies.
Okay. Well, so one of the one of my biggest gripes about today's day and age with movies is like biopics are just such a lazy money grab, I think, at times. Now, I'm very excited to see the Michael Jackson one with Michael Jackson's nephew playing him. I think that could potentially be a very good movie. My favorite musical artist of all time is Elvis Presley. Austin Butler did him justice a couple of years ago. Fantastic, fantastic adaptation. Bohemian Rhapsody, Rocket Man about Elton John. So this is called Madden. It's about John Madden, and it depicts him. And it also depicts the life of John Madden and his involvement and development in the video game, which is what I'm most excited about. I could give two craps about him coaching the Raiders. I understand that he's a legend as far as coaching is concerned, but he never really liked the Steelers as a commentator because of the immaculate reception and coaching against Chuck Knoll. But it's about creating Madden, which is the video game, the most iconic video game ever. And John Mulaney is playing Trip Hawkins, who was the founder of Electronic Arts.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch this.
So this is and John Mulaney's great. He's hilarious. Shane Gillis is in it. And according to the cast here on Wikipedia, he doesn't have a role, but he does have a snapshot in the trailer.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
he was on the Pat McAfee Big Night Out in Pittsburgh.
Yes. Yeah. The clip of him calling Nick Saban Alabama Jones when he's wearing it, very funny. So he's in it, and he has a snapshot in the trailer. But Christian Bale, Batman, at least my version of Batman, that might be up for debate for some of the older folks out there, Michael Keaton, whoever. He's playing Al Davis. Catherine Hahn is playing Virginia Madden, John's wife. John Mulaney, again, playing the founder of EA. And Joel Murray is playing Pat Summerall. So it potentially could be a very good movie, and at least very interesting. I'm interested in it more so because of it surrounding John Madden's creation and involvement in creating the video game. So
I remember how much buzz there was around The Last Dance with the Michael Jordan documentary. And when you have a guy like John Madden, as iconic as he is, not just as a head coach, but as a broadcaster and the Madden video game, I bought just about every Madden throughout my lifetime. I love the video game. Yeah. I can't get off of it. So I'll definitely be tuning into that for sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure how good Nicolas Cage will be as John Madden, but that's why you go to the theaters and buy a ticket and find out. 412-928-9370. I'm Jack Hillgrove filling in for Pomp and Joe. Also filling in for Donnie Football. He typically joins on a Football Friday, but he's off. celebrating Christmas with the fam. Football Fridays with Greensburg Zone, Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Do you believe? That's the theme of the show this morning at 412-928-9370. In the Christmas season, in the spirit of Christmas, do you believe that the Pittsburgh Steelers can come out of the AFC? I do. 412-928-9370. We'll take your phone calls next, right here on Pomp and Joe. I'm Jack Hillgrove, filling in for the guys on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.